Hello and a very warm welcome to the latest episode of In The Box. My name is Charlotte and I'm delighted to say that we are here in Warwick to bring you a very special episode indeed, because the FA's Leadership Academy is taking place and we are having a youth council takeover, which means I've enlisted the help of some new presenters. It is a very warm welcome to the podcast to Tiara and Lois. Girls, it's so good to have you part of In The Box. First things first, tell us a little bit about yourselves and your involvement in this event.
So I'm Tiara and I'm the Vice Chair of the FA National Youth Council. So we are a team of 15 people who help create meaningful opportunities to young people in all areas of England and the UK. And my role essentially is to operationally lead our teams to ensure that all our youth voices are well represented for all young people, so they have all those meaningful opportunities to get involved in youth leadership both on and off the pitch.
So I'm Lois, I hold two roles on the FA National Youth Council this year. The first role being the Community Engagement Lead for Clubs and Leagues. So I've worked really close with the FA team this season, looking at how can we positively represent the youth in their communities and educate clubs and leagues on the importance of youth representation. And then my second role is the Social Media Marketing Lead. So I took over that in January. And I've been working on creating content and posting it to highlight the work that young people are doing, but also signpost to opportunities for people to get involved with youth leadership.
Yeah, because youth representation is so important. And we know there's lots of clubs and leagues across the country that perhaps want to engage with younger people in a more effective way. So having you two on board for this episode of In The Box to talk to the mentors, to talk to the participants, and we're going to be hanging around for the graduation and to see the activities at the academy itself. So girls, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Right, let's go and see who you can find to talk to.
Hello and welcome, Ben, to the podcast. Of course, we know you as the staff lead supporting the FA National Youth Council, but for anyone that might not know who you are or what your role is, please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Ben Grady and I'm the FA's National Volunteering Manager.
So for those who don't know what the FA Leadership Academy is, do you want to just give a brief overview of what the project is?
So yeah, the FA's Leadership Academy, or FALA as it's affectionately known, it's been running for several years, and this year we have 60 young people, which is amazing to be able to support that many, and we had 100 apply, so it's great that we've got that level of demand. Those young people start with a four-day residential here at Walton Hall in Warwickshire, and they go through a series of workshops to help build their leadership skills and define a project. And then when they leave here, they actually have 12 months more of support for a mentor in small groups to make sure that project comes to life and is implemented and that they continue to develop. And that's courtesy of a network of around 40 volunteers who act as mentors and deliverers and design all of that content that happens while we're here as well.
Amazing. I know you touched upon the workshops and the way that they develop, but over the course of the next 12 months, obviously they'll be working with mentors, but what does that development look like over the next 12 months?
The development's really personalised to the individual and the project, which is great, and the breadth of expertise that the mentors have means that hopefully all of those young people feel really well supported, both at a personal level to make sure their skills come to the fore, as well as that project's implemented as well. So they have bi-monthly video calls to go through a series of learning and development tasks, and then they also tap into the regional network support that we have to make sure if it's a coaching specific project or a referee related activity that they access the support that they need.
So, of course, it sounds like the FA Leadership Academy is a great opportunity for young people to get into youth leadership, but we know that the FA has a lot of programmes like that. Do you want to highlight a couple that ways that people can get into youth leadership?
Yeah, for those watching, we actually try and support young people at several tiers. So we have the National Youth Council, which has 15 places each year, the chair of which has a vote at the full FA Council to make sure that influence for young people is embedded in the game. We have four regional youth networks, North, South, East and West, which tends to be more of a remote contact. We have 50 county FAs who either have or are developing a county youth council. And then we have our online community, the youth leadership and volunteering community, which since launch early this year, we've got 1,000 active users, make sure they access content and see role models who are actually taking on roles in administration of clubs, in coaching roles across clubs and leagues in England.
Thank you, Ben, for taking the time to speak with both myself and Lois. We've definitely benefited from your role as staff lead supporting the FA National Youth Council. And I hope this Youth Adult Partnership continues to make youth leadership accessible to all young people.
Thank you very much for inviting me. And it's a pleasure being working with you over the last 12 months on the National Youth Council.
So we're now joined by two of our mentors at this year's FALA. We have Estelle and Zach. Would you both like to just introduce yourself real quick?
So I am a FA coach mentor, specifically working with those within the women's and girls game. And I've also been coaching for the past 9 years across grassroots, RTC and academy environments.
Yeah, hi, my name's Zach. I'm a coach at Liverpool's International Academy. I do outfield and goalkeeping, and I'm also working for the Cheshire FA as a for all officer, as a volunteer.
Sounds good. And I think, as you guys know, the role of the mentor was extremely competitive. So essentially, what inspired you to apply for the role of the mentor?
I think already being an FA coach mentor within the women's and girls game was a good incentive for me to then come across to Fella. It seemed quite exciting and an opportunity for me to really give back to some of the young people and help support them at the start of their coaching journeys.
Nice. Yeah, and the inspiration for me was my parents. You know, I was quite lucky as a child to actually have a decent upbringing. You know, they provided on the table, they gave me the right kind of values and love, and they gave me the right type of support. And then later on, when their children had kind of gone through the circle of life as such, they also started to foster and bring in other children and stuff like that. And as soon as I got that around my head, in terms of you can give love and support to other people, I thought, can I do that as a young male adult? So I thought, why not try and bring that and associate it with something that I enjoy, which is football. So bringing it together, so getting the learnings from my parents and fostering and trying to do it to football for these young boys and girls.
So of course you've mentioned a lot about support and development. Fallow is a program to support young people coming in and take them out as youth leaders. Of course, you know, start of a month-long journey at 4-day residential. How have you already started to see the young people developing as into youth leaders?
I think the confidence of everyone has just jumped up straight away, and it's been amazing to see. They're so much more comfortable with each other, more comfortable networking, approaching different groups of people, really getting to find out a bit more about other people's journeys, but then also how that can benefit their own journeys. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what they go on to achieve over the next 12 months.
Yeah, I just second that. I mean, there's so much passion, energy and drive, and I think that's kind of the thing that the football world needs to look at, isn't it? Is those kind of youth leaders, and obviously some people might kind of look at them and think, you know, that they're not capable because they might not have the learnings, but there's some 16-year-olds here that I've learned from that I've got into my mentor group, and I just think, wow, like I've picked up a golden nugget off someone there, and I'll be nearly 40 soon. And it's kind of like you are a leader yourself already, and you just need to know that. And these sessions that they've got in here, the kind of community group, it's just all very inspiring for someone like myself, and I think it's just going to grow the more time that they spend together.
Well, thank you both for taking the time to speak with both of us. I hope you've enjoyed the past 4 days, and I'm sure all of our youth leaders will be super grateful to have your expertise for the remaining 12 months.
Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Hello, we're now joined by two of our mentors, Anielka and Jasmine. Could you both tell us a little bit more about your roles?
Hi, and my name is Anielka Pieniążek. I'm Polish. I come to football with a human rights background and environmental sustainability, and that's the lens that I've been using throughout my work. I've been working with the Football Supporters Association, where I was part of the National Council, and I'm also working with the Fans for Diversity Guidance Group. My role is to challenge the higher education, football and sports industry to become more diverse, inclusive and environmentally conscious.
Hi, I'm Jasmine Morris. I am this year's Fallow mentor. I work for North Riding FA and I'm a football development officer.
So what inspired you both to be mentors on this year's FA Leadership Academy?
I was previously working for UCFB, which is a football university, managing scholarship programs for young people to become, just get more opportunities to become active in the football and sports industry. And that was through different opportunities. And some of my scholarship students are here. It's wonderful to see them as participants and to see them as also running as a delivery team. And I thought I'd really want to be involved and kind of continue with that and support young people to making change, especially young people from disadvantaged or underrepresented backgrounds.
Yeah, so I wanted to come because as being a previous participant many, many years ago, obviously the power of Fallow, everything I learned, putting people into practice, meeting incredible people over the week, and yeah, it's just inspiring to be part of it.
Amazing, and it's that power of Fallow that we always talk about, that Fallow feeling. So far we've been here for a couple of days now and you've developed strong relationships with your mentees. How have you seen them develop over the course of the past few days?
So I think some of the participants have come here quite shy and sort of, you know, a little bit unsure. Very, very passionate about football, very passionate about making change. However, still kind of unsure how to go about things. And I've seen them through the learning process, through the wonderful workshops, interactions, our mentoring groups, to kind of open up a little bit, have a bit more sense around their project. And hopefully with a bit more of what's going to happen the next few days, become more ready to implement things and in their communities.
Yeah, so I was a part of bringing them in, registering them, seeing how scared they were on their first day, nervous with mum and dad there with them. And now you're completely different people as to what they were 2 days ago. So probably in the next 2 days, they're just going to grow in confidence, grow in ambition, and probably, as Anjelka says, ready to implement their projects back into their communities.
So we've mentioned projects a bit in this. Of course, you know, the aim is for the young people to get projects into communities. A lot of the projects will be clubs and leagues based. So what is a message you have for the clubs that are wanting to get youth leadership and representation into their clubs? And how would you relate that to the importance of empowering the young people within their clubs?
I think there's this conversation, and there's this big conversation right now in the football industry around making boards more diverse, making clubs more diverse, and that goes within all kind of different backgrounds, abilities, age, gender, sex, etc. And I think there is a bit of lack of awareness of how to do it. And I think, you know, the FA Youth Council and generally FALA program is one of the ways that to do it. It's about kind of bringing young people together and seeing that they are very, very involved. They are ready to make change. They have ideas, and all they need is a little bit more support in terms of barriers that they might face. So potentially it's about communication with the FA on how to do it, how to open up those pathways. It's also probably about having people who are dedicated to these programs, so that there is someone who can actually lead on it and can actually find ways to include more young people into the processes and probably funding as well. So it's kind of a holistic approach, and I'm sure the FA will guide everyone on how to go about it.
Yeah, I think just reiterating that the power of young people, they come up with so many different ideas that not necessarily people will think of to start off with. Allowing clubs and leagues to think outside the box, get more people engaged, and obviously creating a more diverse workforce as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you for joining us on this podcast, and also thank you for taking the time to commit the development of all of our young people as part of the FALA programme. So thank you again just for your time.
Thank you so much.
Wow, what an incredible start to FALA. The graduation ceremony is taking place, and I've just snuck out quickly because how amazing are the girls doing presenting this episode of In The Box? They and the whole room full of young people are so inspiring. We've heard how the graduates have gone on to do some incredible things in their grassroots community over the last 12 months, and the young people joining FALA this year are soaking up all of that inspiration. On the subject of inspiration, the girls have headed out to talk to some of the award winners.
We have now just had our graduation event, and we're now going to spend some time speaking with some of the winners of some of the awards. First up, we've got Levin, who is the winner of the Joel Richards Inspire Award. For those of you that don't know what the Joel Richards Inspire Award, it was an award that came about following the death of Joel Richards, who tragically passed away in Tunisia as a result of the mass shooting. So this award really embodies the work that Joel Richards did to really develop and enhance both himself and his local community. And the winners and nominations and nominees of this award embody that work that Joel really, really looked to do and inspire. Firstly, Levin, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great and happy.
Perfect. Could you just tell us a little bit more about what you've done within your county, your clubs and your league?
So we've created an inclusion league where it's different ability of the students, and I've taken part of it and I'm leading it, but I don't see myself as the leader. I see everyone in the team as the leader, and everyone has a specific skills that they can put in. So it gives every student or every child a chance to put in their voice, to have a voice in the team, and so everyone will listen to them.
Is there anything that you would say to clubs to help them inspire the young people in their club to maybe step out of their comfort zone and start taking these youth leadership roles and positions?
I would just say to those clubs to have those kids that may not have that confidence, and bring them all together and have a talk on how they feel and what could the club do and help them.
Oh, amazing. I think just what you've embodied really is an inspiration, obviously, to both myself but all the other people that were in attendance of the graduation. So I hope the work that you've already done with your club and leagues continue, and I hope it inspires the next person to take that same step, that same courage, and put that into their own clubs and leagues. So thank you, and again, congratulations for winning the Joel Richards Inspire Award.
Thank you.
It's a great pleasure now to be joined by our award winner of the Outstanding Youth Leader Award, Alex. So how are you feeling after winning the award?
I'm over the moon. It came as a complete shock, but I'm glad that I can now celebrate it and take a deep breath and take it all in.
No, amazing. I think you're definitely well credited to get the award. Please, Off Your Chest was the name of your project. Please tell us a little bit more about your project.
The motivation behind Off Your Chest was to create a safe and empowering space to start new conversations and use football as a vehicle to support young people with both their physical and mental well-being. And I believe I've fully sort of started on that journey to make that happen.
So that sounds like a great project. Would you be able to tell us why you was inspired to do that project in the first place?
Of course. For me, it was that football is so accessible, you know, to quote cliches, you know, football's more than just a game, it's a way of life. And I think to give coaches the recognition and understanding of how they can positively influence their players off the pitch as well, and also get things, you know, literally off their chest, both in the game and outside of the game, was something I wanted to address and again create that safe and inclusive space for that to happen.
Oh, well, you've definitely done that. And guess, forecasting to the future, where do you see your projects planning out? What does off your chest look like this time next season or the seasons to come?
That's a huge question. For me, Off Your Chest, I just want to start those conversations and maintain them. You know, I want to keep that sustainable channel open for young people to, you know, voice their concerns, and also for coaches coming into the game. Of course, the game is completely backed up by volunteers to make sure that they can scaffold that and make sure it's a fundamental part of the game. And again, just make sure it's a safe and inclusive space and a game for everyone.
So, of course, you've just briefly mentioned that your project about, you know, youth representation and getting a voice in your club. A lot of people that will be listening to this might be people in clubs that are thinking, I want to start youth representation. How would you advise them to take those first steps into providing a platform for the young people in their clubs?
I definitely break the ice first. Don't wait around to make change happen. Start those conversations and the right people will listen. And I think making sure that your voice is heard is, you know, a huge part of any club, because that's what a lot of grassroots clubs are for the youth that are starting football for the very first time. And of course, that needs to be represented. So, break the ice first, ask the questions, don't wait around to make it happen.
Perfect. And like, we've got quite a few different fellow participants and I guess people also listening that probably want to make the impact that you've had on young people, but also coaches, the people behind the scenes in regards to their mental health. So what piece of advice would you say to them specifically to just get started?
Just be brave, put yourself in the same room as like-minded people. And I think Fala is a perfect example of that. I've connected with so many different people. It's given me an excuse to, you know, have those conversations, introduce myself to people that I probably wouldn't be brave enough to talk to outside of this scenario. So, surround yourself with like-minded people and, you know, the right people will listen for sure.
Amazing. Well, thank you for your time, Alex.
Thank you very much.
So we're now joined by another one of our award winners, and this is the Manchester County FA Youth Leaders Programme that have won the Youth Leadership Team Award this year. Just tell us a bit about how you feel about winning the award.
We can't believe it, really. It came a bit of a shock because there's so many young leaders and county FAs that do really good work within the Youth Council. So it's just been nice to be recognised for all the hard work that us and the rest of the team back in Manchester work hard for. So, yeah, it's been good.
Amazing. Well, introduce yourselves. Tell us a little bit more about your roles within your County FA Young Leaders.
Okay, so I'm Emmanuel. I'm actually the chair of the Young Leaders, and this is Heather next to me. She is my vice chair.
Yeah, so we've got, there's about 10 of us, and we meet every 2 months, and we come up with how we can make a big impact within the football community and how we can support Manchester FA staff. It's a great team to be part of.
So you mentioned already that it's a great team. As a team individually, what would be your highlights of the work you've done this season?
A highlight definitely for us was winning the award today, which obviously came as a bit of a shock. But also the big event that we ran a couple of months ago, where we got 50 young people from Greater Manchester, and they came for a day event at the Academy Stadium, and we spoke to them and we delivered workshops about personal development, about coaching, about refereeing, and how young people are the force of football and are going to be. So it was just an amazing event, and it just the opportunities that we gave to the young people, and then with what we've won and what we get out of it is that we've got, well, over 50 young people now doing mini projects within the county, which is a massive achievement for all of us, really.
And what would be your highlight from this season being on the team?
Other than obviously, like Heather said, winning this award, definitely that leadership event. I remember I'm not the best at public speaking, but I took myself outside my comfort zone and I decided to take the marginal gains workshop with Lee. And yeah, I haven't looked back since. Now I'm always the first name down to jump out my comfort zone. I can say that for sure.
Amazing. I mean, you've had both some good opportunities to develop yourself personally, but also within your local county FA as well. As you may know or may not know, there's a lot of county FAs that don't have a youth council, but some of the work that you're doing is amazing. Can you just kind of share the importance or significance of actually having a youth council within a county FA?
Well, it's just trusting us, I guess. Like, if you trust us, you'll be surprised with what outcomes there is now. I can speak from my own personal experiences. Like with Manchester FA, they've trusted me on the board and inclusion advisory board now, and I haven't looked back since. For someone that goes to uni and studying and like picking up this sort of experience is second to none, really. I'm picking up the skills that I would have to, or most students have to leave and scratch their head about how they're going to acquire these skills, and I'm picking it whilst I'm studying. So it's really giving me, it's putting me in pole position for when I leave and I want to actually dive into the sports industry after. And not only that, it's also empowering the kids. It's like building the kids up, making your industry ready. If you've got any aspirations to work in sports, you would like the sports to trust you to work in it. And I feel like grassroots is literally built on volunteering. So who better to trust than the young people?
Amazing. Well, thank you both for taking the time to discuss a little bit more about Manchester FA Young Leaders. For now, we're going to move on and talk to some of our graduates of the FA Leadership Academy 22.
For me, Fala has had a massive impact on my character development journey, as I feel like I've grown as a person and as a leader.
Within the 12 months, there's been a few changes I have made, because we did get told that it's not set in stone, you can make changes if you need to. So I made some changes of what I felt like I needed to improve on more, in terms of like, because we also did a shed workshop, and I just thought that, oh, maybe my eating's not as good at the moment, how can I change that within my PLP? And yeah, it was just a really good foundation to be able to build to help us with our Fala projects.
One of the key messages I would give to the Fala 23 graduates starting their journey is to take all of the experience with both hands, make sure you enjoy it, and no matter if you think you've achieved everything, there's always more you can achieve.
The skills that Fala's helped me to develop, once again, is mostly confidence. I've always been a bit of a shy social speaker, but now I'm pushing myself, I'm putting myself into more professional environments, I'm doing stuff like this. I'm allowing myself to speak my truth and show my opinions to people, and I'm not as shy or scared as what I was with people.
When I came last year in the workshops, there was a quote that really stood out to me, and that was, sometimes the scariest things are our biggest achievements. Stood out that much that I have had it tattooed. I just feel like you have to throw yourself into everything. You have to give it your all.
I just feel like it's very important to put yourself in these type of spaces, because obviously we've got to grow.
And that is just about all we have time for on this episode of In The Box. Our FA Youth Council takeover has been amazing. This FA Leadership Academy is incredible. You guys are incredible presenters as well. Thank you so much for hopping on board. And finally, though, with the amount of clubs and leagues that are listening and tuning in, I wanted to ask you both, what is your final piece of advice to give to volunteers who want to engage with young people more meaningfully?
I would just say get young people involved in all aspects of the game and conversations. Essentially, if you're making rules or governance about young people, that young people should be involved. You can't really change the game for young people if they're not involved in those conversations. So just bring them in at all aspects and at all levels as well.
I'd say as well, trust the young people in your clubs. They can achieve a lot more than you may think that they can, and they might just need that little approach to step out and achieve these big things. Like, again, you look at the people we spoke to across this episode, if they hadn't been trusted, they wouldn't have been able to achieve what they do. And again, that links back to, as a youth council, we say it's for young people, by young people. I think that's a very strong message that we try and present and get across as well.
That is a really strong message and a really good one to end on. Thank you both so much for inviting us to spend these couple of days with you and for all the incredible work that you do as well. Now, whilst that might be all we have time for on this episode of In The Box, we do have more content to bring your way. Make sure that you catch our episode of Extra Time, where we speak to more participants, more mentors and more young people to give you advice so that you can get young people into the grassroots game in your local area. Until next time, goodbye.